Hello, Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, Saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom He died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you.
2 Samuel chapter 8, we read about the children of Israel calling out for a king. They said, "Give us a king." Now, they're calling out for a human king. Give us a king. I believe it's 1 Samuel chapter 8, verse 6. And today we have so many who, though they don't say it aloud necessarily, they're looking for someone in the flesh. They're looking for a man, a hero in the flesh to look to and to vicariously experience God through, no different than the Catholic who is pagan and lost sinner, every one of them, because you wouldn't be a Catholic if you were saved. They look to the Pope, who is called a vicar of Christ, V-I-C-A-R. It's the root word for vicarious. What does that mean? Well, to vicariously experience God, or to seek to vicariously experience God through another mere man, is absolute vain and cannot actually happen. But anyway, the intent of the Catholic Church is to teach their people to look to the Pope. God in the flesh is what they actually have in their writings, to experience God instead of going directly to God Himself. Vicarious is something I'll explain to you this way. It's kind of like a man who had a dream of being a football star, but when he went to college and was first string on the team, he broke his leg, and so it ended his career. But yet, now he has a son who's 12 years old, and he's groomed him from 5 or 6 years old now to play football, and the dad is going to vicariously experience what he missed out on by seeing his son through into a college and professional career in football. Hopefully that helps touch on what vicarious is. See, God wants us looking to the one and only, the exclusive Son of God, the only begotten Son of God, born of a virgin, fulfilled hundreds of prophecies from the Old Testament, who lived a sinless life and healed the sick and raised the dead and walked on waters and gave us the Father's teaching, went to the cross and shed His blood, allowed Himself to be the sacrifice for our sins, a perfect sinless Lamb of God, and was buried. 3 days later, He was raised from the dead. He's coming back soon, beloved, and the message here is that at the heart of the New Testament scriptures, and that is to get your eyes on Jesus. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, 2, and 3. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. It's only Him that can save you, and it's only Him that can sanctify you and fulfill you and bring you forth into fruitful living in Him as you abide in Him and into eternal glory. It's time to get rid of the idols of our hearts, Ezekiel 14, 3. Get rid of the idols of your heart. Get rid of all your heroes. Jesus is your only hero. There's only one king of the kingdom, and that's Jesus Christ. All other men are frail and faulty and sinful. God bless you, friend.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several mini books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say, together in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.